Mark Minnick, welcome.
Great to be with you, Julia.
So your C2G facility is undergoing a major revamp, including a new name. Congratulations on all of that. In a word, how does it feel right now?
Amazing. It's going to be so much fun.
It is amazing. So, okay, let's talk mission and purpose of the new Baker Street Center. What's changing?
Well, the mission has always been great music and entertainment acts offer access to a great stage for the Fort Wayne community and at a level of pricing that is more inclusive of people. We've over the years really tried to keep our ticket prices reasonable, work with bands to get as much entertainment into the C2G as possible. With the new mission, it's about more of the same. We are definitely going to be able, with the remodeling and development of the new areas there, have many more local acts and acts that in our big gathering area, which holds 400 or 500 people, it was really difficult to have an act that only drew 50 or 80 people. We've had that issue for 15, 20 years, and we know it's something we had overcome.
So having more and more usable, functional space sounds like a big point.
Absolutely. This is a game changer, as they say.
Certainly, and quite a game you got going. How does this idea, this way of thinking, this expansion, literally drive the new interior layout then? What can you do new, better, and more with the music scene?
Well, we had a number of classrooms that had very low usage. We analyzed our usage, and yet it took up about 2,500 square feet of our building. And with some help from an architectural group, we were able to discern that that space would be better utilized as a gathering or lounge area that could hold 150 people.
That
was the tip of the iceberg that started the whole thing going, is that we could trade out some underused space for space that would be our most used space in the building.
So that's really a major changer. And then you've got Parkview's impact on your neighborhood, which has been huge. So what will you be able to offer, you know, to actually complement the neighborhood activity, of course, including music?
Yes. Well, we've operated for years without even being open on most game days at Parkview Field. And that was when we sat back and analyzed what we're doing and how we're doing it, we said, this is kind of silly for us to not be a major point of entertainment on game days. Think of Wrigleyville. We are in an excellent location for people pre and post game to come in. And what a great, get 9,000 people downtown for a ball game. You would think they would have some things to do other than just a ball game. And so we want to be a part of that action. And I know there's some other people doing great things in the Tin Caps area. And we want to be part of that. So you will see us be open nearly every ball game. We will be open before and after the game. And that would be an excellent time to have local acts in the lounge area, on the new stage we're going to have there. So it's just going to be a much more endearing space for people to come pre and post game. And then dining is going to be a whole different part of what we do now.
Yeah, I heard you say lounge area. So technically there will be one, and that implies there's going to be eat, drink, and be merry capability?
Yes, as usual. Yes, we're going to expand our eat, drink, and be merry plan, as they say.
That's fantastic. Just fantastic. Now, about that facade, you've got a brand new look going on the exterior, too. Describe what people are going to be seeing.
Well, as you drive by, it's going to be a kind of futuristic Art Deco kind of design that changes the appearance of the building pretty dramatically. You're also going to see outdoor dining area that's connected to the lounge. You will be able to actually, on any given time when the band is playing on the stage in the lounge, you actually be able to see them from your car as you drive by. It's going to be a pretty amazing scene.
Quite literally. And again, the whole neighborhood can feel a part of it because they can see what's going on. That is so exciting. And that's just great. Sounds like everything is moving right along, Mark. And that brings us to this past year of pandemic-driven restrictions and delays that nobody could anticipate, of course. How have these things, well, affected all parts of this massive project?
Well, the pandemic is what led to our meetings that we started to analyze what we were doing best and what we were not doing so well. So that really gave us a pause. And we hit the pause button and we said, okay, what are we doing for the performers that we could do better? What are we doing for our patrons, our music lovers that we could do better? And what are we doing for the community of Fort Wayne in general that we could do better? And so as we analyzed those three things, we came up in each category, we came up with some really wonderful ways that we can improve what we're doing, expand our programs, and bring more music to downtown Fort Wayne.
So having that forced pause actually gave you the time. Might you not have taken or had the time had it not been?
You know how it is when you're going 100 miles an hour. You just kind of have to sometimes sit back and take time to view what's going on. So yes, it kind of forced us into a review process in some ways, you could say that. But you know, we canceled shows last spring, then we set some up for the summer, we canceled those, and we set some up for the fall, we canceled those, and we set some up for the first of the year, and here we are, we haven't had a show for almost a year. That's a little discouraging still, because I think there's a lot of pent-up demand right now. People would just like to be able to get out, but they want to be safe when they do it. You know, it's a balancing act, you know.
Those are great points. It is a balancing act. And it sounds like you're doing really, really well keeping everything together. How exciting. I am kind of curious, any good surprises as a result? Any true surprises along this whole way?
Well, I wouldn't call it a surprise, but the one thing that has been really pleasant is that anybody and everybody who has seen or heard of what we're doing is excited. Everybody is like, oh, that is going to be so great to have these additional features. And these are patrons who have come to a lot of shows. They like what we're doing. And now they're all going to be in a nice, pleasant atmosphere. They can even be having dinner if they'd like before the show.
That is so exciting. Yeah.
It's a whole new thing. You know, there's a lot of venues like ours around the country that we researched. Take, for example, the Arc up in Ann Arbor. There's a couple on the East Coast that I've been tracking for 5 or 6 years. And Ramshead, places like that. They almost all have found a way to include dining and social gathering with or without a live show. And so there's ways to do this that you can have every level of entertainment from a national touring act all the way down to a local guitarist singing and use your space wisely. That's the kind of model that we're after. And I think it's going to be very successful in Fort Wayne.
It certainly sounds it, and Fort Wayne's very lucky to have it all here. And yes, it's really nice for you to know that your constituency is with you all the way. Now, you have always relied on volunteers, and you have a wonderful, strong volunteer base to do what you do. Is that going to get even bigger and better, do you feel, with the whole new facility?
Yes, it will. Yeah. There's going to be some parts of the new program where you're going to have some employees in operating.
That's great, too. Yeah.
Yeah. That restaurant type services. But when it comes to shows, and you know, as you know, we've had 20, 25 volunteers per show. They do everything from ushering to working food service and bar service, security, green room attendance, all the above. And there's a very high interest from people to help out in those roles. So we plan on keeping that. There's no reason or need for us to change that. It's a great way to get involved. And it's a great way to be part of the music scene in Fort Wayne.
And continue going as strong as you are. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Well, Mark, you do have a lot of anticipation and a lot of big plans that are already starting to happen beyond construction, even it sounds like. No matter the new name, new additions, all this wonderment that's happening, your baby over there on Baker Street has grown up to be quite a gem on our vibrant skyline after just about 19 years. So my last question, beyond labor of love, beyond community commitment, beyond some people might say you're a crazy fool for working so hard, what does this legacy and the impact it has made on all of us mean to you?
Wow, that's a good question. I look at this as like at the beginning, I just knew that Fort Wayne needed an all-age venue in the mid-size 300 to 500 range of attendees back 20 years ago. And what we started with, I would like to say, is kind of a diamond in the rough. And so I think that the things we're doing now are starting to expose the true diamond. It's really going to be beautiful. It's going to be permanent on Fort Wayne scene. It's going to be a great place for people to come and enjoy. So there's some beauty that happens when you take the great idea and start to polish things up a little bit. I just hope that we are able during this project to add a few facets to the stone, make it more beautiful.
Mark Minnick is founder and executive director of C2G, now Baker Street Center. Mark, thank you so much for sharing this wonderful story with us and for doing everything that you do. Keep it up. Carry the gift.
Thanks, Julia.